Florida is now the third most populous state, and by 2030, 26 million Floridians will call Florida home, and 1.5 million more jobs will be needed. To prepare for this continued growth and ensure Florida remains successful, the Florida Chamber Foundation has released a blueprint for Florida's future, the Florida 2030 Report. Joining me today to talk about future healthcare issues in Florida is Dr. Rob Hauser, Vice President of Clinical Analytics at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Rob, healthcare is a top issue most Floridians are thinking about, with affordability being a key factor. What recommendations do you have about how Florida can continue to focus on quality healthcare outcomes for patients, but yet try to keep healthcare affordable for residents?
Preston, that's a great question, and obviously a challenge for all of healthcare across the United States, as well as Florida, and across the healthcare community in general. The goal is obviously to enhance the value of care by improving quality and reducing costs. But as you know, sometimes measuring quality can be difficult, and reducing costs in a system where drugs and services and medical devices continue to increase becomes a really difficult challenge. Florida in general is also experiencing a growth in the population, as well as an aging population, and that also contributes to a significant challenge in this space. So there's really no one solution. This is really a problem that has to be solved by multiple groups and multifaceted solutions to try to get to value in care. It really takes all actors in the ecosystem to begin to come together and think about how to do that and how to achieve that goal. Some of the ways that we begin to do that, I think, though, are, you know, patients need to become more involved in their care. They need to be focusing on ways that they may be able to prevent disease by improving their health, as well as when you start looking at the healthcare ecosystem in general, ways to become more efficient, ways to look at our processes and quality and go through a quality improvement cycle to begin to enhance that value that we see.
Rob, you mentioned Florida's rapidly growing population, and obviously Cancer Treatment Centers of America, you study that. You've also identified a possible gap that exists in Florida with healthcare professionals. Tell us a little bit more. Let's go a little bit deeper on what you studied, found, and what your recommendations are.
Sure. Yeah. The country, as well as I mentioned, Florida is experiencing call it a silver tsunami, right? There's a large portion of the population that is reaching the age of 65 and further. It's actually the most rapidly growing population as a whole going forward. And as we age, we also know that there's more healthcare services that usually are consumed during that aging process. Specifically in oncology, the workforce is aging as well, and we're starting to see more and more oncologists, as well as oncology nurses, oncology pharmacists that are approaching retirement age, and we're seeing less oncologists or less medical students and medical professionals going into the oncology space. And you can quickly begin to surmise that's an issue, right? If we have a rapidly growing and aging population, and aging is the number one non-attributable risk factor for cancer, is aging, then you've got a workforce that is also in that retirement age and not being backfilled, then we've got a real gap that needs to be filled. The American Society for Clinical Oncology has done a workforce study. They've been doing this study for a couple of years now, and starting to identify ways to get medical students and other professionals interested again in medical oncology. So that's a real key piece. And you know, the other piece of this is being able to start exploring using other medical professionals to the top of their licenses and being able to provide services along that oncology chain of care.
Rob, the Florida Chamber's Florida 2030 report has as a goal, it says, increase cross-sector collaboration for the prevention, early detection, treatment, and management of chronic diseases and conditions. What does cross-sector collaboration look like, in your opinion, and how does it benefit Floridians in the future?
Cross-sector collaboration really is going to be key to increasing value in healthcare and being able to starting to identify areas where we can be more efficient as well as deliver higher quality care. CTCA Health is rapidly evolving into this model by using data, value-based care, and collaborations with other providers of oncology services. No one organization, can really provide every piece of the puzzle of care, whether it's in cardiology, oncology, diabetes, et cetera. So that cross collaboration is really important. When you start thinking about prevention, everything from, in specifically in oncology, smoking cessation, weight management, right? There's opportunities for collaboration with everything from weight management organizations to nutrition consults, being able to work with folks to take care of smoking cessation and so forth. Again, early detection in the oncology space, using genomic testing to screen earlier to be able to find BRCA1, BRCA2 before a woman develops breast cancer and being able to manage that early. Treatment, using navigators of care to help get patients to the right side of care based on their needs, based on their preferences, and guiding them in that direction to allow them to have the best experience in the healthcare system, as well as hopefully taking some of those costs out of the system. And then really we're in this great space now of being able to use data to help drive our processes and drive our decision making and provide transparency into the system, as well as provide that data and information back to patients to help them make better decisions. And that's what CTCA Health is really doing at this point, is really being able to use data to drive those decisions, to work with patients on the prevention side and taking them across the continuum of care all the way out to survivorship.
Dr. Rob Hauser, thank you, sir, for taking time out of your very busy schedule to share your expertise and insight. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, and look forward to speaking again soon.
Thank you very much. Dr. Rob Hauser with us. For those of you listeners, we encourage you to learn more about Cancer Treatment Centers of America by visiting cancercenter.com.